Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. We have a little echo going on in the studio, so bear with us while Matt figures that out. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been on the program. We've had some badger bumps, and we're hoping that we'll be back to you in the next week. Next week we'll be back again, but then we're off again on the 14th and the 21st, or the 21st and the 28th. 21st and 28th of the month we'll be having badger bumps again. But we have a really great program for you this morning. We're excited to have a return guest. It's called, the company's name is 360U, and it's owned by Maria Van Abel and Laura Beyer, and we'd like to say good morning, ladies.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to the program. It's good to have you here. Now, you guys were on the show last in March?
I think it was two Marches ago. Yeah, it was a while ago.
March of 16.
Yeah, it was.
And you were just starting out then. So tell us, what does 360U do? What is that all about? Give us a little recap.
Sure. So we started 360U softball about, I think it's 18 months ago. No, we were just talking this morning. And we decided to... I moved home after college, and Laura had just quit her full-time job and was staying home with her, at the time infant, who's now two, which is crazy. And we decided to start a business to train softball athletes in the area. There was really nothing like that for girls. There's a lot of baseball training, I think, specifically, but we saw that there was a market for, you know, young softball players in that kind of realm. So we kind of put our brains together, and with the help of her husband, Scott Beyer, who coaches, he's the head coach at UW Oshkosh, we just, you know, one day we were like, let's kind of go forth with this and see what it turns into, and here we are, and it's still doing okay, and we're here to talk about it, so it's good.
Okay. Well, yeah, you mentioned the backgrounds now. Scott has a background at the UW as a coach. How about you? What are your backgrounds as far as getting you into this?
Scott is my husband, and he's the head coach at UW Oshkosh. He played baseball at UW Eau Claire, and then he transitioned to fast pitch, and he played in New Zealand for a couple years. Maria graduated from UW Wisconsin Badgers, where she was a walk-on there, and I played for Stevens Point, and I was just doing the math 10 years ago already.
Yeah.
So we all have a little bit of college experience and coaching experience.
Okay. You have a new location. From the last time you were on the show, you're now located on Highway 55. Tell the folks where you are now.
We are. So the address is N9378 Highway 55. So it's right over by the WIR racetrack in Kokana, right down KK. So it's a pretty good location for us. It's pretty central to the girls we work with. So it works out pretty well.
And aren't there some plans in Kokana for a multi-million dollar facility? What is that all about?
Yeah, actually, the Kokana Baseball Club, I think that's who's doing it, is going to be putting up three or four fields right down the road from us. So that's going to be a big baseball complex, and they're going to be in our backyard over there.
And that will definitely draw. You guys will be able to access those facilities and provide, or are you still negotiating?
We'll see.
We're going to reach out to them on that.
You got to work with them on that. Okay, that sounds good. Okay.
So it's a family-owned business, and the Van Abel is a descendant of the Van Abel Supper Club in Hollandtown.
Yes, it is.
So there's been business in your family for many, many, many years.
Yeah, there has been.
We grew up in high school slinging chicken at Van Abel's and squeezing between chairs to do weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're busily slinging, I was busily catching. Those are good chicken. Good legs, I'll tell you.
It's worth the drive. But having gone into business yourselves now, your sisters and your husband is in the business, you have another sister who helps out.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like to work with family all day long and then still be family? And not everybody can do that. So you're gifted, I think, to be able to have the talents to do that.
Definitely. I think our family is a little bit unique. We're very blessed in that our parents raised us, and we're a very close-knit family. I think all of us still live within like 10 miles of each other. We have a brother over in Darboy, and then our middle sister, like you said. But You know, at the end of the day, we definitely, you know, go through our days where we disagree on things and we kind of have to compromise and work together on different subjects. But we know our strengths and weaknesses, which, you know, constructive criticism is something I'm pretty familiar with growing up as the baby in the family. So
the
so
spoiled one.
And coddling. She doesn't mention the coddling part of that role.
I am. But we kind of understand, I think, what our strengths and weaknesses are, and we're able to kind of see through that. At the end of the day, you know, we know that, you know, our mission is to kind of be an advocate for the kids we work with. And if we keep that in mind, we usually come to, you know, the right decision on a lot of matters. So
Well, over the couple of years, how did you, you know, divide up the work? Who gets to do what? How did you, you know, which one of you does what in the job?
Well, I didn't even get a cell phone until I was in college. I think Facebook was the only social media that was around when I was kind of coming up. And Maria knows how to do everything on Instagram and Twitter and social media. So it was clear that Maria was going to be our social media whiz. I have a background in finance. We both have business degrees, so I get a lot of the numbers piece of what we do, and Maria gets a lot of the advertising and marketing. So we kind of just were lucky that we each had a strength in that, in those different departments, and we cross over a lot. We bounce ideas off each other a lot. But I wouldn't want to be trying to upload things on Twitter or Instagram.
And I don't want to run QuickBooks, so it works out pretty nice.
Complimentary.
We
were
good. Good.
Okay. Well, it says your mission is... The mission of 360U Softball is to empower softball athletes with the developmental skills, resources, and confidence needed to thrive on and off the softball diamond. So it's the, you're teaching kids the skills of baseball, but you're teaching them the skills of life.
Mm-hmm.
One of you, in a pre-show, we were talking about not everybody can win a trophy. And what did you say about that? There was, you said something good about, well, if you're an accountant, you're going to...
Right, so... We definitely believe in boosting kids' confidence, and, you know, everyone should feel like they're having a role on their team. As far as every kid gets a trophy, you know, our mission, again, is to empower kids beyond softball. And when you do get a career, unfortunately, at some point you're going to get a job in the real world and your softball playing days are going to be done. If you are, you know, the third best banker in your company, when a promotion comes around, they don't just, you know, duplicate right. them and give everybody a promotion. So I think our big mission is, how do we teach kids, well, how do I get where I want to be? It might not always be easy, but is it extra teamwork? Is it extra studying? You know, I want a 4.0. How do I do that? Talk to your teacher. So there's always a way to kind of fill that gap. And if we can help them understand the problem-solving skills, we feel like we're at least empowering them beyond softball.
And with the kids that you work with, how old are your clients? How, you know, what are their ages and so on?
Right. So we work with kids anywhere from like the 8U level all the way up to 18U. And then even, you know, some of our girls are in college now and they'll come back on breaks and in summer and we'll, you know, continue to train them through their college career. So
when you say that is 18U or 12U, mean that's under 12, under 18?
Yes, that's okay. Kind of how it's broken up in youth softball. Right. An 8U team has 7 and 8-year-olds, and then 18U team is kind of about the top tier of tournament ball. So anywhere really in that age range, we have experience coaching in college. Laura coached for I don't know how many years, quite a few years at St. Norbert and Green Bay, and we kind of pull from, you know, UW Oshkosh and Coach Beyer over there. So we have a pretty big range of the kids we work with, and it works out.
You also connect them with the high schools in the area as well, as far as setting things up?
Yeah, we do. We do quite a few of team camps, actually, at the high school level, where we'll get an entire team and we'll go to their complex or their gym and run a 4-hour team camp for them, and which is, that's kind of a cool experience because we get a lot of college kids to come back and work those. So these high schoolers can be getting, you know, instruction and advice and mentoring from, you know, kids who've been there and done that. So so that's pretty cool.
If you have a question for the ladies this morning, you can give us a call in the studio at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can use the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. So you've been in business for about 18 months since you launched. It's great. We're glad to have you back because we like to hear the progress reporting once in a while, how things going. How important has it been in your experience to budget and understand the finances? Because that's part of business, pretty critical part.
Yeah, and again, thanks for having us. It's such an awesome opportunity for us to kind of get in front of our listeners. budgeting has been crucial to everything that we've done so far. We kind of had, you know, when we started the business, we sat down in my basement with a big post-it board, and we just jot a bunch of stuff down, looked at the numbers, and we were hoping our five-year plan was, how do we get into a facility where we can offer instruction year-round? And we kind of looked at different options. Can we build? Can we lease? And we found our building in Kaukauna, and it, you know, it doesn't have bells and whistles on it, but it was a good spot for us where we are currently in, you know, financially. So we always try to be a little bit more conservative than going out aggressively trying to get loans and grow super fast. We've really tried to let the business dictate our, I guess, our next move, and forecasting has been big for us. Yeah, I think that I would say our number one priority is always understanding our budget and our finances before we're moving to another direction.
Now, you say you use QuickBooks as one of your tools. Has that been a thing that you had good success with so far?
Yeah, QuickBooks has been awesome, and we wouldn't have been able to do any of the things that we've done probably without our SCORE mentor, Jim Heiding. He has been more than willing to help us understand the different pieces of, you know, business and marketing and accounting and QuickBooks, because QuickBooks is, it's easy enough, it's very user-friendly, but being out of accounting, my accounting class in college, that was 10 years ago, so it's very nice to be able to have someone that could kind of, I guess, polish us up a little bit on some of that.
Guide us through it, for sure.
Quick question for you. You took accounting in college. Do you find accounting different in the real world than what you had in accounting?
I would have probably paid a lot more attention had I known that this is where we'd have ended up. Yeah, I think it's totally different. I think that you look at accounting class and there's a bunch of numbers and you just put them where they need to be. But when you're in charge of creating the numbers, it just becomes a little bit more interesting sometimes.
It is. With that, we're going to take our first quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll be continuing our conversation with Laura and Maria from 360U, and you're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
Union. You found a new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So what do you do next? Come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes.
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance.
See how Fox can help you with 22 locations and loan experts that make it easy.
Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit albertshaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to BizTalk. You're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY 103.5 FM. I'd like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter before we continue with the ladies. Our SCORE chapter is located in Appleton in the Fox Cities Chamber building. We have about 50 volunteer mentors who service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. If you're in business or you're thinking of going into business, and you'd like some free, confidential, no-cost mentoring assistance, give us a call at or check us out at the website foxcities.score.org. Our mentors are trained in various areas. They have lifetimes of experience in marketing, IT, HR, banking, finance, accounting, workflow, product development. If you have a question, check us out at foxcities.score.org. We'd be very happy to talk to you. Well, this morning we have a couple of callers on the line. Good morning, Cassidy. How are you this morning?
Hi, Laura and Maria. This is Cassidy Van Hevel. I'm 11.
Hi, Cassidy.
Hi, Cass.
You have a question for the ladies, Cassidy?
Yes, I do. I want to go to the Steve Springer seminar at Venables. My mom and dad were wondering if I'm old enough to go, if it's for the high school girl.
No, definitely, Cassidy. You are more than welcome. This seminar is for anyone who pretty much can swing a bat, anyone who steps into the batter's box. Can definitely understand and take away some really awesome advice and kind of approach strategies to the game. So, Cassidy, you are actually the exact right age for this. So we hope to see you there.
And bring mom and dad, because this is going to be really good information for your parents, too. Steve Springer's big mission is the mental approach and how do we become confident hitters. A lot of that means getting your parents on the same page with you as a hitter and kind of aligning your goals, which I think we might know your parents, and they're on the same page as you. So you don't have any problems there.
Could you tell us when this particular program is going to be and how to register for it and so on?
Sure. So the program or the seminar is going to be Monday, November 20th. And you can, if you go to our website, which is just the360u.com, it pretty much takes you through the whole registration process. There's a little bit of information on Steve if you're not familiar with him. And then it's at Venables of Hollandtown actually on that Monday night. So you can register and take care of everything there. Parents come for free with admission for the child. So
sure.
It's a pretty neat event. We're super excited to have Steve here. I think it's a pretty unique offering, so we're excited.
Well, thank you for the call, Cassidy. And good luck in your baseball career, kid.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We have another caller on the line. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
You have a question for our group?
I do. It's a little bit tied to the last question. So my daughter plays softball, and I'm wondering, with these two having experience, how much of the game is really mental versus how much is just your talent? Because when you have kids this young, it's kind of hard to understand with your children how much of that is pure talent and how much of it is lessons versus how much is the mental side. So I'm just kind of wondering what that balance is and how you know.
That's an awesome question. It's something that we feel that we have really learned a lot about over the last year since conception of our business. We find that if we can, you know, help an athlete become a confident hitter, their skills and mechanics take care of themselves. Not every kid is going to have the exact same swing. If you watch the big leagues or you watch the World Series going on right now, all these guys have different swings. They have different stances. But I can tell you one thing that they have in common. They're all stepping into the batter's box very confident that they're going to have a good at-bat and they're going to swing at good pitches and they're going to hit the ball hard. We spend a lot of our sessions talking to our kids about how do we be confident and how do we step in the batter's box and what is our demeanor and what should our stance look like. Those are all things that we, you know, that we teach the best of our ability. Steve Springer was actually a mental hitting approach for the Toronto Blue Jays. He's a baseball hitting approach guy, but really the two lines cross right in the middle. So I would probably say, Maria can comment, but I would say probably 70% of being a successful hitter is just going in there feeling like you're a good hitter. And how do you control the variables around that? I mean, mom and dad got to get on board. And even if your kid looks awful, you don't want to chew them out the whole way home after a game. How do you kind of bridge that gap between getting your kids brain matching their mechanics? And so we do spend a ton of time on that because that is critical in our good hitters and our bad hitters. A very clear line is some of them are confident and some of them go into the batter's box just praying they don't get hit or that, you know.
That was me. That was me.
And I've went through my fair share of slumps. I think I started my Big Ten freshman season, and Laura knows this number better than I do because she likes to kind of heckle me with it, but I think I was 1 for 20. And if you know baseball or softball, that's terrible. I mean, awful.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can assure you my fall season I played great, and the rest of the season I hit pretty well. So, you know, there's a disconnect there, and it wasn't my swing. I had the same swing my whole life. So, you know, I think the mental part is, you know, is everything.
Like anything else in life, you got to get the mental working with the physical, you know. And what a great way to teach kids to be confident, not Absolutely. Only batting, hitting the ball, but then taking on a driver's ed course. Mm-hmm. Or learning a job or something.
We say, you know, the best yes. feedback that we've gotten the last year is when a parent will send us an email and say, hey, my kid was the kid in class that wouldn't talk and they weren't social and they didn't do great in school. And just, you know, spending time surrounding yourself with people that kind of believe in a mission similar to what you do can really change your kid's performance, whether it's in the classroom or a social setting. And we don't, you know, we love it when we hear a kid hits a home run, but when we find out that a kid that got bullied is all of a sudden, you know, having friends over, wanting to go and do this or that, I mean, that's what we're in this business
yep.
for.
Yep. Well, this is great stuff, but we have a third caller on the line. So good morning, Bill. Do you have a question for our ladies?
Yes, I do. My question is sort of a two-part question. I've got a 13-year-old daughter, and I've got a 16-year-old son. First part is I'd like to get her out and maybe do some hitting with 360. I've heard good things. So, I guess, is there offerings that she can sign up for, like next week? We'd like to kind of get her going. And then the second part of the question is for my 16-year-old, who's in high school. Would the Steve Springer thing, it kind of, interests me a little bit. Would that be something that he could go to as well?
Yeah, I will answer the first part of the question for you. So we actually offer year-round training now that we're in our own space and kind of have unlimited access. We offer year-round weekly hitting sessions. So, you know, if your daughter, there's multiple times and days posted on our website that you can find, and it's pretty self-explanatory from there, but you can sign up right online and, you know, find the time that works in your schedule. But, you know, we'd love to see her there, and that's kind of up to you as well as how much you want to, you know, send her or how much instruction she wants. You know, we work with some kids every week, and we work with some kids once a month. So, you know, it really varies depending on, you know, how much instruction you're looking for. But definitely if you go to our website, you know, we could get her in next week. We try to, you know, offer enough that the people who want to get in, we can, you know, see them as much as they like.
What's your website again?
Our website is www.the360u.com. And our Facebook kind of has all this information as well and can direct you to that website.
As far as your second question goes, so Steve Springer, like we said, his background is in baseball. He played in high school. He got cut in college. He ended up playing pro, and then he got hired on as a mental approach hitting coach. For all of us Brewers fans, we hated when he told us that one of the guys that calls him weekly is Ben Zobrist of the Cubs. A lot of your baseball kids might know that guy, but Steve's awesome for baseball and softball. We've had a lot of registrations come through for baseball, high school, middle school kids. We've had a lot of softball come through. So he definitely is great. If you want, you know, Steve's been in the area, I think, talking to Appleton Little League a couple years back, and it was a great turnout. Everyone's had great feedback. But, yeah, we've definitely seen a lot of baseball kids sign up, a bunch of softball kids. So we're really excited to have them all the way here from Huntington Beach, California. We told them it's going to be a little bit chillier than where you're coming from, but we'll make sure that...
You're not bringing them in February, though. That's a good thing. Anything else about Springer or the...
Does that answer your questions, or did we miss anything?
Yeah, that's perfect. I'll be checking out your website probably today, right now, actually. So
awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Bill. Appreciate it.
You bet. Appreciate it.
With that, we're going to take our next break. It's that time again. So we'll come back on the other side. We'll continue our conversation with Maria and Laura of 360U, and you're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances?
Well done.
At Alberts and Haling CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Haling, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to BizTalk. We're glad you joined us this morning. We're having a great conversation this morning with Maria Van Abel and Laura Beyer of 360U. They've got a brand new business that's about 18 months old, and they're into softball and baseball for kids. We're hearing all about that. We're going to get right back to the ladies in a moment. But first, Randy's going to share with us a little bit about what's going on at SCORE. In addition to the free and no-cost confidential mentoring we do, we also do a number of seminars. Randy, what's on the calendar?
All right. This one coming up is going to be kind of interesting because it starts off with an opportunity for you to meet your mentor. We're going to have a number of the SCORE people there that you can meet, talk to, and get a feel for the different specialties that they have. Once we finish with that part of it, it's going to break up into three seminars actually going on, so you can pick the one that you like best. One is going to be on what you need to know about business credit cards. Les Van Ornum is going to be speaking
on
that.
He's great.
And he really has been in the business for many years and knows this stuff on that. So if you have questions about how to use credit and how to get involved with credit cards, also how to process them, he does some very good work there.
And his system also handles point of sale,
right,
which is big for companies.
Yeah, the other, the second program is going to be how to manage your banking relationships. Don't be managed by it. We happen to know the speaker on that one. That's going to be Tony Bush.
Yeah.
Tony is a recovering banker like a few of us, and so he'll be able to take you through that and help you learn what you need to know about doing your banking and how to, those relationships should be managed and worked with. The third one is going to be on company computer security, which is one of the most serious problems we have today with all of the hacking and stuff that's going on, so you can get full background information on how to protect your business. So you get a choice of one of these three seminars as you go through. The program is going to be on Thursday, October the 19th. It's going to be held at the Liberty Hall Banquet and Conference Center in Kimberley. It starts at 7 and runs from 7 to 9, includes the breakfast and the business program. $25. Registration is online at the website for foxcities.score.org. Go into the area that has the registration for content and how to take a workshop. It'll have all the information there so you can attend, really find out what SCORE is all about, and then learn a lot of excellent things as far as what you need to know about handling your business.
Yep. Thanks, Randy. That's one of the seminars we do. And if you keep an eye on that website that Randy mentioned, foxcities.score.org, you'll see new events coming up in the coming months. So we're trying to get those out there. We are having one, I believe, in November on QuickBooks.
Right.
Where Kurt Haling is doing a training session at New Horizons Computer Center where they have 14 computers. So if you're interested in that, go to the website because that one sells out pretty quickly.
Yep,
we only have 14 seats.
Right. And if you're also looking for other things, there are also webinars that are available on that site as well as on the nationalscore.org site that you can take also. So learning about how to really run your business and so on. We have a lot of educational material.
And a shout out to the Million Cups program that was started by the Kauffman Foundation about 6 years ago. And the Venture Center, Amy Peach at Fox Valley Tech, conducts that every Wednesday morning at the Bordini Center at 9 o'clock. It's free. You're welcome to come on out and talk about your business and listen to other people talk. And then it's kind of like the presenter talks for 10 minutes about their business. The audience then asks a number of questions about the business. And it's a way for the business presenter to learn how to improve their business because the audience includes accounting people, marketing people, IT people, intellectual property people. Mm-hmm. So it's very helpful. 9 o'clock, Bordini Center, every Wednesday morning, and the coffee's provided by the Copper Rock.
Yep, excellent.
Bill and Emily. And then also a quick shout-out to Launch Wisconsin, which is coming up on October 17 and 18 at the Lambeau Field. They're going to have a two-day event, Launch Wisconsin. It's the third annual session, expecting 2,000 people. There are some really big hitters coming. If you want to find out what's going on in Wisconsin, if you want to attend that event, go to launchwisconsin.com and register for that. SCORE is going to be there. There will be a whole number of people there, so we hope to see you there. With that, we're going to get back to our guests this morning, Maria Van Abel and Laura Beyer, owners of 360U. And during the last segment, we had three great calls and questions, and there was reference to Steve Springer. And do you want to give a little recap of what that's all about and maybe how folks can register for that, your website again?
Yeah, so first of all, you can register on our website. It's www.the360u.com. You can follow us on Facebook. We're under 360U LLC. All the information is right there. Again, the date's November 20th, and it's going to be from 6:30 to 8. The event is open to boys and girls and their parents of all ages. So Steve is a renowned coach and trainer in the mental approach, and his big philosophy is trying to stray away a little bit from looking at the batting average and your numbers and worry more about being a team player and hitting the ball hard and controlling the things that you can control. You know, we have hitters that will go 0 for 4 in a game, and they have four lineouts, and mm-hmm. they hit zero that game. And we have hitters that go 3 for 4 with three dribblers to the infield, mm-hmm. and, you know, they're batting 750. So Steve's big message is, are you really feeling great? You're batting 750, and you really didn't hit the ball hard. How do we change that mentality, and how do you go into the batter's box feeling like it's, you know, the first game of the season, like a clean slate, feeling great? And again, Steve's worked with a lot of the major league players. He has a CD that he hands out, and it just pumps you up with all the mental stuff that he'll cover at the seminar. But a lot of his pro athletes will listen to that CD before every single game that they play just to get their mind in the right space. And again, we talked about it earlier a little bit, but confidence is probably mm-hmm. more important than the physical piece of the game. So we're really excited that he is able to come. He speaks to programs all across the country. He's spoken to the Oregon Ducks the last 3 or 4 years, and they're always in the race for a softball national title. Mm-hmm. I mean, if those kind of people are investing him and bringing him in, we definitely believe in the approach that he has.
That sounds great. So, and again, that's going to be held when? And where?
It'll be November 20th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Venables of Hollandtown. And you can sign up on our website at www.the360u.com. The admission is $75 for the seminar. It includes his CD. And, again, parents attend free with their athlete.
Wonderful. And how many how many could you hold in that?
Well, our wedding, I think we had out there, and that was about 380, so I think we'll be okay on
we'll
numbers.
We'll be good on space.
It's good to have an organization like that where you can have a facility, you know.
That's closed on Mondays.
I bet if you serve chicken, you'd probably get a sellout.
If we need to do that, we might be able to pull some strings.
Okay.
Okay, so you've got this great little business going. You're all fired up. You're two energetic young ladies. You've got people working with you who are all so energetic. You got callers calling in. Everybody loves sports and baseball. What is your goal? I mean, if you wanted to summarize why you're doing what you're doing, what is your goal? What are you trying to achieve?
Yeah, so we said a little bit earlier, when we see a kid that's, you know, 12 years old, obviously we want to, you know, sharpen her softball skills and have her hit, you know, 400 and do all these things that every softball player wants to do. But at the end of the day, and we were just talking about this the other day, actually, you know, if you're lucky, you get to play college ball. You know, if you are, you know, under the right circumstances, you might get a scholarship. And that's a pretty small percentage of athletes these days that actually get a scholarship to play in college. And, you know, we encourage our girls to, you know, dream big and, you know, want to play in college and get scholarships. But, you know, more than that, we want them to be able to go, you know, into their lives after softball, whether that be, you know, they don't play in college or they do and then they have to find a job. We want them to feel, you know, totally equipped to be able to communicate and to be able to, you know, be confident and know their strengths and, you know, handle constructive criticism and feedback and, you know, all the things that softball's taught us over the years. You know, it's our goal to kind of be an advocate for these kids and make sure they're, like, taking the right thing from, you know, their time playing. So that's mm-hmm. our goal.
We had two little kids. They were 8 years old. One was from Kaukauna and one was from Kimberly. And I think this kind of sums it up. If you're from the area, you know that that's not always the happiest rivalry. And our little eight-year-olds came to a session, and they were in the same session, and they said, hey, we went and said hi to her after the game, and, you know, we knew each other. And I think that is so important at that age to kind of show them the bigger picture and the bigger perspective. We find out that kids are getting cut when they're 8 years old.
Yeah,
to send a kid that message when they're 8 years old, I mean, it just breaks our heart. Maria and I, you know, didn't even start up until we were late in our high school careers and we were unrecruited. Neither of us decided our college until we were, you know, May or June of our senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And we both went on to have pretty, pretty, you know, good careers in college. And
a lot of fun.
We want to be an advocate for those kids.
We have another caller on the line this morning. Good morning, Lori. Good morning, Lori. Can you hear us, Lori? Hello, Lori? Lori?
Hello?
Lori, here you go. Yeah, you have a question for the ladies?
I do. Hi, Maria and Laura. I'm wondering, with winter months coming up, how do you keep the kids engaged? Because they don't have tournaments every weekend and things like that. How do you keep them excited about it to get them to want to go to practice?
Right. That's a great question. We actually face kind of those same challenges, you know, throughout our playing careers when it's 30 degrees or 20 degrees and you got to get in the car and your winter boots and your snow pants to go to practice, it can be a little bit of, you know, a struggle. But we work really hard to make sure that every week we are, you know, putting together kind of a game plan for our, you know, weekly hitting sessions or whatever they're doing, just to make sure their training is fun. And, you know, we hear these kids that are like, you know, my mom and dad are making me hit an hour every day, and it's, you know, it should be fun. So if you can, you know, kind of get under the belief that, you know, 20 minutes quality over quantity, if you have your kid, you know, put some music on and do some fun drills for 20 minutes, mm-hmm. or, you know, when they see us, we're doing all sorts of crazy things. If you've ever mm-hmm. been to a hitting session, we are kind of nuts. We're loud and we're crazy and we have fun and we play games, and, you know, through that, we think that the best learning kind of happens.
Having seen you in the studio here today, I wouldn't imagine that you'd have that kind of a personality at all.
Very disciplined and rigid.
Very relaxed.
You know, and that being said, we do train all year round, but I think it's very important for the kids to take a break. You know, the biggest thing we see is kids getting burnt out. The kids that were best when I was 10 years old, who I sat behind the bench, you know, when they played, they were the kids that didn't play in high school. So, you know, I think it's very important to give these kids a break and a chance to play basketball and to do different things. And
kind of balance it out a little bit.
Absolutely, have some balance. So, you know, I think once they get that break and they're feeling ready to go, you know, they'll know when they want to, you know, get started again. So. Okay.
And parents a call. I guess you guys, we were so fortunate that our parents were, they were probably more one end of the spectrum than a lot of the parents these days, where we were doing our family vacations and we were going to Mass on Sunday, whether we were in a tournament or not. We were going to be doing the things that our family determined to be the highest priorities. We didn't get a lot of opportunities to go and travel and do all kinds of things. And I think it's sort of in society today, there's so much pressure to be keeping up with the Joneses and travel and do this and do that. And we love when kids come every week. I mean, obviously, we're in a business to try to see these kids week after week, but at the same time, we really value that balance, and I don't think Maria or myself would be where we are or have had the careers that we did had we not had that encouragement from our parents to kind of pull us back and say, hey, you know what, go with your friends or go do your homework or go and play outside. Figure out, I mean, Maria used to set up, she used to set up buckets on sticks to try to catch rabbits and squirrels in the backyard. I think that imagination sometimes gets lost at an early age, and we love our three sport athletes. We love when kids, you know, do things for themselves and for their family, and I think that's important as you go through the off months too.
The message I'm hearing is it's like any of the great college coaches that have coached college or even pro sports in the last 40 years, the person comes before the sport. I mean, the sport is a derivative of the person, so the person has to be well-balanced and well-adjusted and confident and like people. And it's okay to lose because you learn something from that.
And 100%. So we recently expanded our staff. We hired two new instructors that we're really excited about. And, you know, we've played with a lot of kids, so we know a lot of people that were very talented athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Our instructors that we brought on, they were both team captains in their college. They were both, you know, four-year degree kids. They both have jobs. One has an MBA. One's a teacher. One's a guidance counselor. These are the women that we're trying to get in front of your daughters to empower them to understand, you know, there's so much more, and surround them with the people that are out impacting the world and making positive change and things like that. So,
well, if you have a question for the ladies, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside Appleton, the TDS Metricom toll-free line will get you here, 866-887-1150.
Okay. And Lori, okay, thank you, Lori, for the call, by the way. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Lori.
Let's move on to another topic we talked about in the pre-show, and that was college scholarships. And you're getting into the business of videos and things to help kids get a college opportunity?
Yeah, so, you know, right around probably freshman and sophomore year, it's a lot earlier now than it used to be, but kids are doing a lot of different exposure tournaments and some different things to get in front of coaches that, you know, might recruit them to play for them for their program in college. So we try to be kind of a bridge again for the kids, where, you know, we offer up a recruiting package actually through 360U. And what we do is we, you know, make a video for you that kind of highlights your skills, whether you're a pitcher or a catcher or a hitter or whatever you are. We'll, you know, put together a skills video for you that you can send out to different colleges and different coaches that, you know, you think might be the right fit. But along with that, we don't just kind of throw that YouTube video at you and throw you out the door, but we try to mentor you through that process because it's tough and it's a little bit confusing, I think, when you're that young trying to make those decisions. And, you know, parents, too, if it's your first kid trying to play a sport in college, we try to, you know, help these people make the right decision and get the kids where they're going to, you know, really thrive and do their best. So with that package, we do a little recruiting profile that kind of gets, you know, all the information about you in one spot that we can help you out with.
I think to build off that, too, again, we're fortunate that we're tied into the college world a little bit through UW Oshkosh. And my husband, Scott, always says, you know, there is a place for most kids to keep playing, whether that's Division One at Madison where Maria played or Division Three at Stevens Point where I played. I think if you want to do it bad enough and you're willing to put in the work, we can help you find a good fit for you. And, you know, we see kids that they go for the scholarship. We're going to go down south and we're going to play, and they leave their family. And a year later, they're knocking on our door. Hey, we're homesick. We're not happy. We want to give up our scholarship and we want to come to a school that we feel great being at. So I think, you know, it's kind of a tricky process in finding, you know, what are my priorities? Am I willing to leave? Am I going to be happy if I never see my parents at any of my games, or if they have to fly to see me, or I can't run home on the weekend? And for some people, they love that. They want to get out of town. For Maria and I, we found a fit a little bit closer. But again, I think that it's important to realize that there is a place for most athletes to play if you're really wanting to do it. And we want to help with that. Whether you do a video with us or not, you can email us, you can Facebook us. We're there all the time. We want to get your daughters in an environment that we got to experience when we were in college.
Okay, well, it sounds like you've grown this particular product in the area as far as recruiting and getting kids into school. Over the year and a half that you've been doing this, I see you have a rather wide variety of products. How do you generate these? How do you come up with the ideas as far as which ones to bring out? And how are you expanding? Is there more growing?
Yeah, you know, I think when we started mostly instructional, and mm-hmm. then, you know, once we could kind of get a group of people that, you know, were buying into what we were doing, we expanded that instruction to, you know, team camps and different things like that, where we were going out to different programs and helping these programs. And I think this is something that Laura's, you know, kind of thought of, and it's been something that's driven the business so far, is we're just trying to let the demand kind of drive what we do, because, mm-hmm. you know, ultimately we're here to serve our athletes and their families. So, you know, and we've kind of found that they need help recruiting, and we're going to be the people that help them because we know them. So I think we're kind of under that philosophy right now, is, you know, what is the demand telling us, and what do our families need help with? And we're mm-hmm. going to continue to, you know, put new offerings and products out that kind of address those needs.
Okay, great.
Well, great. With that, we're going to take our last break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll have a short segment, and we'll hear the wrap-up, and we're looking forward to your business tips, your pearls of wisdom. And you're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Albertson Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Albertson Haling, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Well, welcome back to our final segment this morning. We're glad you joined us. We've been having a great conversation with Maria Van Abel and Laura Beyer of 360U. If you've come into the show late or you missed most of it, you can listen to it on our website at Fox Cities at biztalkwithscore.com. biztalkwithscore.com. It should be on our website either this coming Wednesday or the following Wednesday. Go check it out. You're going to really enjoy the show. We'd like to thank our sponsors who help bring this program to you each weekend. We couldn't do the show without our sponsor support. And those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge, and our newest sponsor, Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corporation. They're a wonderful company, and you'll be hearing more about them over the course of the next year. And we also want to thank Candeo Creative in Oshkosh, Zach Pawlowski and his team. They built the BizTalkWithScore.com website, and they help us maintain that website. So thanks to Zach and his team for helping us to bring all those archive shows to you. And we want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for helping to promote our weekly program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or you're thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to it, gosh, for only $20 a year, it's going to bring you a lot of good, helpful information of what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. So thanks to our sponsors for helping us to do this show every weekend. Maria and Laura, we were talking a lot during the program about all the different things you do. Anything you want to wrap up with? Any final thoughts that you want to bring forward?
I guess what I would want to say, if you feel like you have something that's going to work in terms of a business or you're a small business, we literally started our business sitting on the couch. We Googled how to start an LLC, and then somehow we ran into the score, and that was the turning point where our dream sort of started becoming a reality. And there's a lot of unknowns, and there's a lot of things that are kind of scary when you start a business. And Jim Hiding from the score was diligent about meeting with us, and then he'd send us stuff via email and articles, and if we didn't understand it, he would be, you know, a phone call away. And we cannot say enough about our experience with them from what we've done in the last year and a half. Jim has just been phenomenal. The score has been great. So if you are sitting at home and you know, think that you have a great idea, we finally just quit watching Shark Tank for all of our inspiration, and we contacted the score, and it's been life-changing for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Thank you for that. And I know that Jim is a very active and very positive mentor. He's got a great accounting background, but he's a very good generalist as well. He knows what kind of where to set, you know, what are the flags going to be, and helps people out that way. So thanks for that. Those are very kind words. Once again, share with us where you're located, your address, your website. How can folks get a hold of you?
Sure. So our facility is located in Kaukauna. We are, our address is N9378 Highway 55, so on the south side of Kaukauna.
We're right between Highway 55 and Highway 10.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, we've followed you now for a year and a half and so on. The next question is, you know, what do you see in your future? Where are you expanding to? What do you hope to be accomplishing in the next couple of years?
You know, we're both laughing right
people
now.
People always laugh at us when we get asked this question because we have some pretty big ideas that people need to reel us in on sometimes.
Go big.
But,
Go big.
Yeah.
Go big.
I would say, you know, our immediate future, we're still just trying to really understand what is this Wisconsin market telling us that they're not getting. And we've seen a very big disconnect a lot of times between the baseball dads that are coaching softball girls. How do we coach a girl or a team of, you know, 12 or 15, 8-year-olds how to hit a ball or how to play defense? And I think that we are trying to put some things in place where, you know, whether it be, you know, a website service that we do or a DVD that we do, how can we help bridge that gap? Because really what we're trying to do is get these kids in a position where they're feeling good about themselves and they're ready for life after softball. And, you know, maybe our 10-year goal is to look at something nationally. How do we get in front of these coaches that, you know, are looking for what we offer, kind of use our platform to expand out a little bit farther?
And maybe help coaches be more effective coaches. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big thing, too, because a lot of coaches are volunteer parents, and they don't know all the parts about being a coach.
And we really believe if you're coaching, typically you're not in it because you're making $1 million a year. I mean, you're doing it because you really want to help these kids succeed. And it could be doing, you know, one thing a little bit different that you're going to see big changes in your team, whether that's more high fives at practice or more, you know, confidence. So, yeah, I think that there's a lot of things that we can kind of help through that.
A lot of room to grow.
Process, yep.
Okay. And you said you're expanding, too, as far as the number of people that you have on your staff and so on. Is that going to be growing also? Or?
Yeah, you know, right now, so we have four instructors that run pretty much all of our lessons and our sessions, and then, you know, we'll hire in more kids for the camps that we run. But, you know, right now with the four that we have, including Laura and I, we're at a pretty good point where, you know, right now we're doing okay, but we hope that we'll need to hire more, you know.
Oh, great. All right. Well, I'm just about to that point in time where I get to do my favorite thing, which is to ask you for your biz tips. So we're going to have each of you do one, or?
Sure.
All right. Who's going first?
I will. I guess I will. I would say just kind of persistence and having persistence. When you find something that you're very passionate about and that you feel that you can, you know, make a change with, and, it, you know, it's just softball and it's just a sport, but, you know, we continue to let that passion of helping these young women and empowering them with the tools that they'll be successful after softball. When we keep that kind of at the forefront of what we're doing, we seem to be, you know, successful. So we're going to keep doing that. And, you know, for anyone looking to start a business or do kind of the same idea, you know, that's what I would say is just let that passion kind of drive what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, and I guess building off that again, I think if you, you know, make a mission statement that makes sense to you and trust it and follow it, we've had a lot of different, we were pulled in different directions in the last year and a half. And again, we listen to what is our customer saying that they need and what they want, and what have we observed that our kids are missing. And surprisingly to us, confidence and self-esteem were like our main project right now. So how do we help in that area? Because again, our mission is to get these kids from the softball diamond to beyond and get them the life skills that they can be successful. So listen to your customers or listen to your segment base and what they're trying to tell you. And again, make a mission statement that makes sense to you, and go back to that when you do have questions on stuff.
Well, ladies, thank you very much for joining us this morning. It was a pleasure to have you on the show, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You bet. Next week, our guest is Chris Kumachek. Chris is with Fox Communities Credit Union. We'll be talking about business loans and financing a business or growing a business with more financing. Thanks for tuning in this morning. You've been listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
Well done.
Thank you so much.